This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Ross. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just a few minutes. Lucius Alexander is live here with us at the Comerica backyard inside of Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and O's kicking off half number two of the Rangers season. 877-881-1053. We have the viral office debate of the week. I actually saw this last Friday and kicked it around with Choppy and Bobby. I wanted to get Broadus and Lucius's thoughts on this as well. I'm also curious with the Microsoft outage situation. I think we're having some fan cam difficulties. So apologies for that. Hopefully we'll get that back up and running ASAP here. But I'm wondering how many people benefited from this where it was like, hey, can't get any work done today. Did the weekend start early? Like, is there a positive spin on this for anyone where it's like, hey, I didn't even have to end up going into work today because our computers and stuff didn't work? Because that's kind of a nice way to wake up on a Friday.
Man, I am so grateful we weren't traveling today, you know, going out to camp. You know, and having to deal with all that.
Stuck with those long lines at the airport. Everything's down.
Man, I saw all those people, bro. And I was thinking, what a miserable day for travel, and what a miserable day for the people trying to get people on planes. So, I wonder if people just said, hey, we're not doing anything today. Friday, the computers are out. We'll pick this thing back up on Monday. You know, I wonder if some companies just – you know, just said that. Hey, let's not worry about it today.
Or, man, what if you're sitting at work and you're waiting for them to get the system going?
Yeah.
And they're not letting you go.
Oh, see, now you have a bit of a detained situation.
Yeah.
Everybody's
like
just
hostage?
Walking around.
Yeah.
I mean,
stuck at that joint, bro.
That's the worst boss ever who's doing that on a Friday.
I was with the Cowboys in, like, the IT department. When it went down, they sent us home. Like, they knew that we couldn't do any work.
Good for y'all.
They just said, nah, you guys can, you know, we don't need you sitting around. We'll figure this out tomorrow, and then here we come, you know, the next day. But
I like that. That's leadership.
Yeah, they just said when they knew it was going to be an all-day problem, they just moved on from you. You know?
See, I'm getting a lot of, like, 817 says, outage has actually made my job more difficult.
Yeah.
I can't complain, though, because I'm working from home. That's our guy, Miguel, in the 817. Much love to Miguel.
Hey, make sure you wiggle your mouse every once in a while, Miguel.
You keep that pulse alive on that computer. 817, hell nah. Paycom still works, and clients are calling me.
Oh.
Sorry about that, 817. That's a bummer. Let's see here. Yeah, the IT guy had no issues at work today in the 210, but the traveling situation would certainly be the worst possible. If you're trying to travel today, that's a nightmare. When I saw the Sphere in Vegas, blue screen with
it,
like, the
glitchy.
Worst sorry. Yeah, it was the same thing.
That's
like
awful.
The blue screen that every computer was getting was the entire Sphere.
No.
That's what it was covered in.
We should never get to see that.
A computer error.
Something over there.
Yeah, just cut the lights on that, dude. Pull the plug.
Hey, can I see something real quick? Our buddy Blair's out there listening. He reminded me about the player that taps on his chest and, like, points up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
My bad.
Oh,
my bad.
My God.
That's
that
another
guy.
If somebody's
that's
always
me.
Hit, it's
that's
on
me.
It's
yeah.
on, and it the points honor. Up.
Yeah.
That's a player you don't want on your team, because that guy's making he's like, my bad. He's always my bad.
Yeah.
That's on me, guy. That's on me.
I forgot about the my bad guy.
Hilarious.
You can't have too much of that. All right. Viral office debate of the week. This was actually last Friday I saw this. Would you rather get handed $30,000 right now or play a week in the big leagues for your favorite team, but for no pay?
Oh, well, hell. Yeah, I'm out.
You're taking the $30K and running?
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
Put it in teams,
do I,
too.
Do I play well?
No, that's the thing.
No.
That's the thing about this hypothetical.
My current state?
No. From the way I understand it, is you are just you as yourself, which is not something that's going to be in any way impressive on a Major League Baseball diamond.
Yeah.
So you're going to be out there for a week pretty much embarrassing yourself.
In that uniform with that body.
In that uniform with that body, and the check is not coming in on Tuesday like the rest of your teammates. But you got a week in the bigs. You got to live like a big leaguer, man.
So, okay, are they home games or road games?
I would like to think that you're playing one home series and one road series in this week, so you get sort of the full effect. You're a big leaguer. You'll always get to say it. You always have these memories.
Can you capitalize?
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Me and Bobby were immediately last Friday like, yeah, I'm taking the 30K, whatever. Choppy was like, you guys aren't dreamers, man. You get out there, you never know what you can parlay that into, a content thing. Could you become a talking baseball head because of your 7 days in the big leagues? You know what I mean?
You call yourself a pro after that, can't you?
Absolutely.
I play pro baseball.
You're forever. You have that bottom, that lower third graphic on television. Can always say former big leaguer. Lucius Alexander.
You want to Google an image of Tommy Lasorda getting hit with a bat during the All-Star game? If you can, just Google image Tommy Lasorda getting hit with bat All-Star game. And he gets hit. He's stumbling around. He's turning. He's falling. He's in full baseball uniform. That's how I envision my week of playing in the major leagues.
Did it catch him by surprise, or did he have enough agility to move out the way he just didn't have it anymore?
The bat came flying out of the guy's hands.
Yeah, poor guy.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to kind of move. The bat hits him like in the chest, the gut. He's stumbling. His legs get crossed. He falls on his back. That's kind of how I envision my baseball week.
I think that's, I mean.
Every inning.
Every.
Your self-awareness is pretty incredible.
Where would you put me? Would I be the catcher? Would I just put on the gear? Can you frame a pitch?
I mean, could you even get down in the position?
I'd be like a one knee catcher.
Yeah.
I'd be on one knee
the whole time.
And you heard that noise we heard earlier, them slaps.
Yeah.
You gotta catch that.
I'm afraid that I would reach for the ball, I'd reach and they would hit my glove, it'd be catcher's interference, and my glove would just get blown off my hand and maybe break my hand.
You're gonna be the donut that just missed it guy on the team.
I'm gonna get hurt. If I had to, give me the 30 grand.
30K.
Give me the 30K because I'm going to embarrass myself so badly out there.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation live on a Friday at Globe Life Field, Comerica Backyard. Cannot wait to see you here. Rangers O's coming up later on here on The Fan. And right now with Lucius Alexander live here in the flesh, it's time for a Friday G-Bag today.
Yeah, let's go. Where's that? Okay. We can do it this way.
Like it.
Okay, we can do it this way. This is a DJ disability on the mic, ones and twos right here. Giving you some fresh flavors.
To mail it in Friday, right?
Clearly. Let's see. All right, well, we last left off on G-Bag of the Day. I believe this is the second day for this young lady.
Yes.
It was a lady, she caught a couple in the pool, in the community pool at the apartments. As they say on the old 70s show, making a whoopee.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were out there. It was broad daylight. This lady went on her patio, opened up the door, and said, hey, I got you.
1 second, boys. Just pulling that one up. You said that was in today's folder.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll get that pulled up here in a sec.
It's all gravy, baby. That G-Bag of the Day folder, if you click on that, and you'll see a thing that says GB, and that means it's ready to go. There's a few of those in there for you, buddy. Other than that, I appreciate you having that Luther Vandross song for me on a Friday.
No problem. The second you said it, I was like, oh, man, let's go. Let's go. I can ride with this any day of the week.
Missed it very much, though.
So, yeah, not my best work, but here's this one, this couple trying to get... They were not very, well, secretive about it.
Ross, I want to be able to throw you some type of paddle out there.
Is that not playing? Oh wow!
I've been there drowning in the Pym Cup before. I know exactly how it feels. The gators start to mount. They're all taking turns.
Is that the crowd
at
strike?
Your fingers.
They've gone into the death spin.
The crowd struck again.
Yeah, no kidding.
How many clap darn it's have you thrown into the Pym Cup?
I've gotten at least one clap, just like, dang it, you know?
That's so mean.
Hey, Ross, 30K or one more day in the Pym Cup?
30K, because that's still better than what's going on right now. Still better than me in the big leagues, too. That's for dang sure.
We are right now, we are going live to Ross drowning in the Pym Cup. If you missed it, we're trying to get him a hand. He's having issues with things.
I don't know if one of those buttons get weird on will even save him.
DJ, no clue.
This is exactly how Ross envisioned his Friday going.
It's honestly about on par.
What's going on, bro?
Things just aren't playing for me over here. Give me one sec.
Here's the move, Ross. You blame Microsoft.
Yeah.
I think you blame
CrowdStrike,
I think everybody across the world today, for any mistake they make, is just blaming Microsoft and Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, because he's the Microsoft man. He makes all the money, and he bleeped us, okay? And right now, he's actively bleeping Ross Lubinsky trying to get his work done. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Honestly, maybe he's doing the Lord's work.
The 817 is asking you to get your S together,
hey,
Ross. But that's the 817.
Let's see if we can reenact it. Hey, you guys, get out of that pool. Put
splash,
your panties back
splash,
on.
Splash,
you got to throw a couple of nasty asses in there, remember?
That's nasty water. Those kids are in that water.
Yagata.
I wonder.
I've got it on video.
I'm going to tell security.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I'm going to tell security.
Oh, man. We went through the whole song, Ross.
We did, man. Thank you, Luther, for carrying us through that. Hopefully there's still a pulse on Ross if he gets the opportunity to throw it to break here.
Yeah.
He's having you everything's spinning, I would imagine. That's why we love live radio. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta power through, and we will get back to the G-bag of the day. Potentially.
Maybe.
No guarantees.
Allegedly.
On a mail-it-in Friday. That was a historical G-Bag of the Day here. Appreciate you rocking with us live at Globe Life Field. It is the G-Bag Nation. Brian Broaddus is going to give us a Krusty's Corner for the ages coming up next.
Guys, I've got a...